Welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. Thanks for joining me today as we aim to draw nearer to God every day. Today we're thinking about Psalm 3. Psalm 3. And I like to begin by just reading the psalm. It's only 8 verses. Psalm 3. It's a psalm of David. And he says, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. When I think about this psalm, it's clear that David was troubled, that he was in physical danger. In fact, in the first 2 verses, he describes just how many people have risen up against him to trouble him, to hurt him, who say God will not help David, God will not help him. He speaks in verse 6 of 10,000s of people who might have, perhaps in hyperbole, but in some cases for David, perhaps literally, have set themselves against him, surrounded him. And when David was in the midst of danger from his enemies, noticed how he viewed God. And there's 3 words that stand out to me when I read this psalm that I want you to think about today. The first word is shielded. Shielded. David believed that he was shielded by God. Verse 3, he says, "You, O Lord, are a shield for me. All these people have risen up against me to harm me, but God is right there with me, shielding me, protecting me, guarding me from danger, and helping me to be safe and okay." He also says to the Lord, "You are my glory and the one who lifts up my head." And that's a picture of exaltation and victory. And whenever I read that phrase, I can't help but picture a little child who is crying, who is sad, and their head is down, but their father comes, and the father comes to that little child and kneels down in front of them. He puts his hand under their chin, and he lifts up their head. Look me in the eyes. I love you. I care about you, and I'm right here with you. We are shielded by the God who loves us and cares for us. And when we cry to him, David says in verse 4, he hears us. The second word that stands out to me in this psalm is the word sustained. Sustained. Verse 5, David says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. There have been times in my life where I may have been afraid at night, especially when I was younger, or even in more recent years. There are times when I might hear a loud noise or a noise I can't explain at night, and my senses are alert and I'm awake and I can't fall asleep because I'm concerned. I'm wondering, what is that? What was that noise I heard? What's going on? David says, even when thousands of enemies might be out to do me harm, I can lay down and sleep in peace. I know I'll wake up because the Lord sustains me. So why would I be afraid? As God's people, we are sustained. We are held up, held together by our God. And the third word that I see in this psalm is saved. In verse 7, David cries out to God to arise and save him. And then he says very confidently that God would. He would defeat all of David's enemies. In verse 8, he says, salvation belongs to the Lord. It's his to give, and how willingly God gives it to those who love and trust him. He desires all men to be saved, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. And so no matter what we're facing in life, no matter how many challenges and problems rise up and surround us and attack us even, as God's children, we are shielded, we are sustained, and we are saved. Thanks for listening to From God's Heart to Mine. If you have any need of prayer today, feel free to reach out to me on any platform, and I'd love to include you in my prayers. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show God's heart to others. Thank you.